there be any unhappiness in our soul when we know that we are the sons of God? Listen to these words, 1 John 3:3, "And every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now are we the sons of God." You know, knowledge of this relationship brings joy to our soul. Moses saying, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." You know, those who are the sons of God are a blessed people. But the bulk of the believer's joy is not in what he has, but in what he shall have. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now to the unbeliever, all that is to come is in darkness, but to the believer, only the present is darkness. All the future is light. There's a glory which is yet to be revealed. So when you're down, refresh your soul with the thoughts of the future. We do get comfort when we see how God has dealt with us, how he brought us out of that pit, how he set our feet on that rock. But most of our comfort comes from seeing what shall be revealed. John speaks of that man that hath this hope in him. This is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a hope only for the believer. This hope is being like Christ. The thoughts of many concerning glory are very strange. They speak of things like sitting around in an eternal party. They speak of angels and harps, but seldom is Christ mentioned. But the heaven that the believer looks for is the heaven of being like his Lord. The true desire of the believer is to be free of sin. He desires perfect holiness. If you see no beauty in Christ, don't blame him, for he is altogether lovely. And then his hope is based on divine love. Look how this chapter begins. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God." You know, I expect to be like Christ because I'm one of the beloved of God. It is because of the love of God that we have been called the sons of God. "Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." We have been adopted into the family of God, so we will be like our older brother. We will have what he has. We will be what he is. And then this hope is to be like Christ. We're enough like Christ now, but that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. The world doesn't know him. If he came now, it would still wouldn't know him. He's hidden from this world. He will be manifest to angels and men. And when he's manifested, we will be manifested too. And knowing that we're united to Christ, when we see him as he is, we will be like him. And then this hope lies completely in him. If hope lies in us, it's a delusion. If our hope lies in this church, it's a lie. If our hope stands with one foot on the work of Christ and the other foot on our own merits, it will fail us. Hope in Christ is the only hope which can be acceptable to God. This is the only hope which will stand the test of our dying hour and the day of judgment. Our only hope of heaven will be through him alone. Here our hope begins, and here our hope ends. The believer's hope is a hope to be made like Christ, a hope based upon Christ. And then you know this hope doesn't puff up, but it purifies. It will not let you pat yourself on the back. It stops all boasting. When the Lord makes a person his child, when he shows a person his great love to him, he humbles him. An expectation of heaven, an absolute perfection, never exalts a person. If your religion gives you something to brag about, it's not of God. Because every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, call us here at the church at 640-5580 or visit the church's website at kitchenscreek.com. So, until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you.